coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Prayer isn't something new. Prayer is something that man has been acquainted with from the earliest, from the very beginning. The desire to communicate with God. And for us, you'd realize that since you've been born again, you have known about prayer. In fact, some of you were even praying before you were born again. You were like Cornelius. You were not born again, but you were praying. But thank God you found out, like he did, about Jesus. But as you study in the scriptures, prayer starts having a different level of importance to you. You start discovering it's more than just communicating with God. It's a generic term that covers so many things. The beautiful thing is the scriptures make them plain to us. No wonder Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. They ought always to pray. Men ought to pray, ought to pray. Think about it. They ought always to pray. So, it is something that God built within the human system. Not only should he desire to pray, he should pray. So prayer is not the response of the weakling. Prayer is not the response of the man or woman who has no solution. Prayer is a solution. So when you're praying, you're not doing nothing, you're doing something. So I'm just going to show you a few thoughts around here on the subject. Number one, through prayer or in prayer, we implore the mercy of God. See, we implore the mercy of God. We invoke the mercy of God through prayer. Such that if we deserved some form of repercussions, if we deserved some form of judgment for our action, if we deserved some kind of condemnation for our behavior, we can have the mercy of God in prayer. then we can pray for others. And the mercy of God can be extended to them. So in prayer, we implore the mercy of God. Hallelujah. Number two, our minds focus in prayer on the spiritual. You see, when we want to pray, suddenly we realize we're talking to a spirit being. We're not talking to another man. And immediately, we cease to rely on our senses to make that communication. We're not thinking of something we want to touch. We're not thinking about some man we want to reach. Suddenly, we go within us. From our inside, beginning with the focusing of our minds, we take our minds away from there, and the other, and we try to focus on the spiritual. So here's something that prayer does for us. It gets our minds focused on the spiritual. And that's a good thing. Why? Because man is primarily a spirit. And the more you attend to your actual nature, your original nature, the better. You set your mind on what you really are, a spirit. And you know what that means. You know what that means. When you can focus on the spiritual, it means that you are ready to play in the realm of the spiritual. You're ready to function in the realm of the spiritual. You're ready to participate. Hallelujah. Mante cobra gadiheskis. Number three, our spirits are stirred to contact the Spirit of God. You see, our minds are focused on the spiritual. Then our spirits are stirred to contact the Spirit of God. That happens in prayer. Your spirit is stirred, activated, especially when you pray in tongues, right? Says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. My spirit prayeth. Hallelujah. And that is so important because, think about it. First, my mind is focused on the spiritual. And then my spirit is there to contact the Spirit of God. What's happening with me there? What's happening with me there? Something like you got in the Bible in 2 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse number 3. According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. Look at the next verse. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Partakers. Koinonos means associates. Associates. Sharers. Participators. What best is associate, comrades. That's koinonos. Says, of the divine nature, not the best translation given divine nature, not the best there, because in the Greek is theos phusios. And it actually means God kind. Means God kind. Do you get it? Like you say mankind. See, God kind. So what Peter is telling you here is that by these promises that he gave, he's brought you to become an associate of the God kind. That is amazing. That means that you've been brought into the membership of a heavenly pantheon. Because Jesus said, ye are gods. So this is a heavenly pantheon. Comrades of the God kind. And that's why, that's what makes the King James rendering possible. Now, I don't mean that's what gave them the rendering. I'm saying that the rendering in the King James is actually subject to the rendering I just gave you. To the actual meaning of the verse. The actual meaning of the verse is that you are associates of the God kind. But so when it says that you're partakers of the divine nature, it is because you are associates of the God kind. That's why you are partakers of the divine nature. Are you getting what I'm telling you? So they looked at it from the lesser side. I mean the translators of the KJV.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Sokoto, Christ Embassy, J. Allen area beside Assemblies of God Church, Sokoto, Sokoto State. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. for prayer and counseling. Or to share your testimony with us, please call 0703-624-3953 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com.